Amen. So as you can see from behind me, the message today is titled Significance in Disguise. Now last week, oh Lord have mercy. Where is my dang mouse? It gets so picky. And it likes to put my resume slideshow on top of my other window, and then I don't see it. Okay. Let's try this again. What the Hades? Oh,
top at the top.
Go away. Go away from me. Resume. Click here. Why are you still? There. Okay. Last week our message was titled Sabotage. That was our topic. And we reviewed the definition, which focused mainly on any undermining of a cause. This is an overturn of. Or underhanded interference with production by enemy agents. We were then asked, is it possible that we can be a victim of sabotage when it comes to our spiritual condition? Right? And the answer, of course, was absolutely, definitely yes. We reviewed scripture from Luke 8, chapter 8, verse 12, 2 Corinthians 4, 4, 2 Corinthians 11, 3, and Luke 8, 18. And then we reviewed examples to answer the question, can Satan really distract us by placing thoughts into our minds? We were reminded that Satan distracts, suggests, and lies in order to steal a word from us. And not just the word, but also our focus, our determination, and our happiness. And we know all these things, and also our joy. So this is all accomplished through inattention, ill will, and ignorance. Reminding us that when we long for a distraction, Satan is definitely going to provide. We must realize that every day we walk into a battleground. Every day, be it a pew, on our couch, at the office, or behind the wheel. Every day we walk into a battleground. And every week, either we will feast on the word that is given, or Satan will. He's going to steal it from us if it doesn't sink into our hearts and in our minds. He sees the significance preached each and every week. So it's up to us to answer the question, do we see that significance? Now, it's pretty funny that for today, thank you. Our message today is titled Significance Disguised. So most of the time we are so wrapped up in the difficulty that we face, the difficulty of a situation in our lives, that we fail to see the importance, right? We miss that part. We focus with such energy and determination on the storm that we're going through and making it through. And rarely do we ask ourselves, what am I missing? What am I missing with what I'm going through right now? Or what is it that I'm supposed to learn from this? Right? We get so wrapped up and so focused on what we're going through or how we're going to get through it, how where the solution is going to come or when, we we missed this part, right? So I pulled out the definition of significance. Significance is a noun, and it's defined as important, consequence, or meaning. Important. Okay? Something that's important. So let me ask you, what do you find more important to you? Safely surviving a storm or trying to discover the purpose? What do you find more important, more significant to you? Safely getting through it or actually trying to figure out why, right? Why am I going through this? So I would venture a guess that at one point or another, we have either asked, why me? Why now? Or maybe even possibly said, not again, right? When we go through something, we're like, what the heck? Not again. What am I going to do now? Or why is this happening to me right now? Right? Why now? Perhaps in some way, we've even been taught that it's taboo. It's you're not supposed to ask God why. I think a lot of us learn that through the book of Job, right? I know, Daniel. Learn that through the book of Job, where Job and his friends all question God, and you know, and God thunders back and says, who are you? Who are you to ask me why? Right? So a lot of us have been taught to not ask God why. Yet we also know that God is a loving and caring father that does not abandon their children in their quest for understanding when life makes a significant change. God wants us to understand, why did things change? Now, we've been taught to not question, and I guess it would depend on how far you take it. You know, why was I created is maybe a question you shouldn't ask. Maybe because you should know the answer to that. But we don't always understand the significance of what we're going through. And I think that if the Lord, I feel that if the Lord knowing our heart, it sees that we are honestly and earnestly seeking the purpose, that he's going to take, he knows that. He knows that about us. And is certainly not going to punish us or try to discipline us for you know, what we question. How we seek the answers, if that makes sense. He knows that we have feelings, and changing our circumstances are going to create reactions from us, right? So we may also take the approach, some may take the approach, well, stuff happens, and then tackle all that goes along with just getting through the difficulty, including overcoming the feelings of being treated unfairly while avoiding feelings of despair or depression. So we know the verses in scriptures that we've discussed many, many times that come from James chapter 1, consider it verse 2, 3, and 4. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, when you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Verse 4, let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything.
Amen.
And also in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 6, in all this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. So we know that Scripture reminds us, right? Scripture reminds us that God has created a built-in purpose for every trial that he allows in our lives. There's a reason for everything that we go through. Even those things that seem to hurt the most, there's a purpose. So is it possible that perhaps the greatest power to change our lives, the greatest power to change our lives exists in the form of trials that are sent to bring about character transformation? Our character transformation. Right? So is it possible that is the greatest power for us to change is to go through these difficulties. So what about that significance that I mentioned? Our message today is called Significance Disguised. Maybe we should be wondering, is it possible that we may have a different attitude? We might have a different attitude towards the storms of life if we actually knew that we were in one, right? Mm-hmm. Sometimes they can be subtle. Not all storms are big, booming thunderstorms that are ripping trees out of the ground or are so catastrophic to our lives that there's no doubt that we're in a storm, right? Because that significance can be disguised so well, so can the storm. It might be subtle, a subtle way the Lord is just trying to get us to change or to recognize the way that His hand is working in our lives. We don't always see it. So is there a possibility that we may not even know that we're in one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, we've said before that it takes the bad times to recognize the good, right? Well, what if for some reason we're unable to identify a time of testing, unable to really see or to actually define it? We don't know what it is, but we know it's, you know, maybe we may have feelings that this just doesn't seem right, but we don't know what's going on. And as a result, we run rather than embrace it and the growth that it brings. So when we do that, we're unable to recognize, right, the significance. What if it is so disguised that we don't realize what's happening? And rather than embrace it and try to discover the growth that is meant to come from it, we walk away. We don't even realize it. Now, some of us may be thinking, I would love the opportunity to not see another storm around me. Right? Not to see another time of testing. I would love that. Right? To not feel like there's always something coming at me.
Amen.
But could it be, though, that this is the very reason, this is the exact reason why something keeps happening? Because we fail to see it, we run rather than embrace it. We fail to realize it. And that's why it keeps happening, right? So then we have to ask, what is it that we're missing? What is it that I'm missing? And because of that, today we are asked, how is the significance disguised this time? How is this disguised? How are we missing this significance? Well, there are four thinly veiled disguises that the devil uses that prevents us from recognizing and embracing that transforming significance. There are four different veiled disguises. First, it's a trial, a storm, whatever you want to choose to call it. It can be disguised as non-spiritual. So trials don't always come in an obvious spiritual context. They often are typical day-to-day difficulties, struggles, right? With circumstances, with relationships, with ill health, or some area of lacking or inability in our own lives. So we may not see the fact that our vehicle won't start as a trial. It could be something as simple as that, something that is non-spiritual. We have to remember that James chapter 1, verse 2 and 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 6 both say trials of many kinds, all kinds of trials. They come in all different ways, shapes, and forms. So we might not always see them, and we may not realize that they are not always spiritual. Right? So both James and Peter, both James and Peter tell us this, that there are trials of many kinds. And their point is that trials can be long, short, emotional, they could be physical, they could be mental, they could be circumstantial. And they come with varying degrees of difficulty. They could be easy, they could be hard, they could be mild, they could be catastrophic. All, they run the gambit, right, of all these things. Secondly, they can be disguised as an obstacle. Just an obstacle. I can't go this way, I gotta go this way. Most trials seem on the surface to present themselves as obstacles that prevent us from living a godly life. Right? Maybe there's a person that is in your life or in your day that no matter what, reflecting a godly life just doesn't happen. That person just has a way of bringing out the worst in you and gets you to respond in ways you rather would not, right? It's an obstacle before you and your spirituality. So trials are trials, though. We have to understand trials are not obstacles, though they often appear that way, right? Rather, they're fuel. They are meant to be fuel to get us to our goals. Now, it's critical to see that while these trials may provide monetary setbacks to our visible progress in faith, they are ultimately providing the fuel that we need to get to our destination. All things, right? God can use all things. They build into our lives passion, perseverance, and deeper character, and that those changes go beyond even the surface. Often God answers our prayers for greater holiness, not by providing better circumstances that help us perform better, but actually putting us in that situation that calls for it, right? Providing the trials. So it can be disguised as an obstacle. Thirdly, they're disguised as randomness, just random. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 6, the second half of the verse says, you may have to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. God knows that we learn in different ways. As humans, we learn differently. It takes different things to get through to us. We could be in the exact same difficulty, in the exact same storm, and have two different opinions. So in 1 Peter 1, 6, it says, you may have to suffer grief of all kinds of trials. So the key phrase in this scripture is you may have had to. You may have had to. And it could be translated as it may have become necessary for you to suffer trials. And this verse discloses that there is a design in it, an intent behind everything that we face. God has looked at our life and he has decided that it was in fact necessary for us to go through this situation for the sake of our spiritual growth. So often we can fail to persevere because we begin to believe that they are just simply random happenstances and therefore they have no point or benefit. But we must also remember that all the pain and the trials have some redemptive purpose, and anything that has come into our lives has been allowed by God, right? So the fourth way these obstacles, trials are disguised that keep us from knowing this significance, that's death. It's often they're disguised as God's anger. So one of the hardest things about trials is that we often think we're experiencing hardship because we've done something wrong or because God is angry with us. But the word reads in Hebrews chapter 12, verses 4, 5, and 6. In your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding your blood. And you have completely forgotten this word of encouragement that addresses you as a father addresses his son. Have you? That's a question. It says, my son, do not make light of the Lord's discipline and do not lose heart when he rebukes us. Verse 6, because the Lord disciplines the one he loves and he chastens everyone he accepts as his son. So the takeaway from these scriptures here in Hebrews chapter 12, especially verse 5 and 6, is to tells us to consider it, to consider trials as loving discipline from God. May not feel like it, but that's what it's supposed to be. So simply put, trials are a sign of God's approval of us. They often occur not because we've done something wrong, but because we're doing something right. Or because we desire to, right?
Yep.
So trials, storms, or times of testing, however you look at them, whatever you want to call them, they are meant to produce maturity. So when we fail to grow in our spiritual maturity, we run the risk of those situations happening again and again and again in our lives. We miss that significance because it's disguised. We're not recognizing it, we're not seeing it, or we're not accepting it. That there's a purpose, that there's a reason, that there's something God wants us to see. And so that often is the reason why we go through things multiple times. So we must be sure to realize that it is in the heart of these situations where the deficiencies in our faith and our character surface. When we're in these situations, the Lord is going to try to show us our deficiencies in our character and in our faith. And we fail to see it, right? So it's on repeat. And it's only when they surface that God can begin to purify our hearts, our motives and our actions. So the great exhortation of Scripture related to trials is to endure them. When we fail to persevere, it is often because we did not recognize that we were actually in a trial. Well, I didn't. How many times have you been somewhere and you didn't realize you needed to be there and you walk away and then you walk back and say, oh, I didn't realize I needed to be over here. Right, the same type of thing. Okay, so something's going on and we're turning and walking away and the Lord's saying, no, get back over there. There's something you're going to miss. It's easy to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
When we fail to persevere, it's often because we do not recognize that we are actually in a trial. That is when we face the biggest amount of significance disguised, because we can't see that there is something important that we're called to learn. We can all realize and recognize the solution to this dilemma, right? What is the solution to this dilemma? Significance disguised, not knowing that we're in a trial, not knowing that God is trying to get our attention, that he's trying to teach us something, that there's something we're failing to learn. What is the solution? How do we get over this? How do we get through this? How do we learn this? Well, if you haven't figured it out by now, this is how you get it, right? This is what we have to do. We have to make room for God in our lives.
Amen.
We have to be diligent in our pursuit to increase our faith and to grow into the person that God calls us to be. Its significance and the importance of what we go through on a daily basis can be disguised. We just talked about that. It's not always easy to see. I remember when I was a child, I don't know if my sister can relate to this or she'll agree, but I always remember my mom telling us to go find something and we couldn't find it and she'd say, it's not going to jump out at you and wave its arms and say, here I am. Did you move things around? Did you look? Did you try to really look to see and find what you're looking for? And it's the same thing with us in our spiritual walk. We have to be diligent. We have to seek the purpose. We have to remove the veil of the disguise, peel back all those layers, and really honestly take a good look at ourselves. See what it is the Lord's trying to teach us, what he's trying to show us, and learn to take that step forward in our faith, to take away the lather, rinse, and repeat, to stop going through the same things and to wake up and realize there's a significance to this. There's an importance to this. What am I missing? We get past that by making room for the Lord in our lives, applying the word to our hearts, and allowing it to change us. We know that we have to invite God into our lives. He does not just open and barge in, right? So we have to be able to realize the need and the necessity for God in our lives. And we have to invite him into our hearts. So remember, simply put, the purpose or the purposes for the trials, the significance that we go through. Here's a couple of the purposes. Purpose of things. To test the strength of our faith, to humble us, to wean us away from worldly things, and to call us to an eternal hope. To reveal to us what it is that we really love. To teach us to value the blessings of God and to enable us to help others in their suffering. And then finally, to develop enduring strength for greater usefulness. These can all be purposes and significances that we can fail to see because they're so disguised in our lives. So seeking that significance enables us to learn. And it encourages growth in our spiritual walk. We may not be in a storm today, but chances are we were yesterday. And if not, there's probably one approaching in the near future. But just like the realm of nature, human experience can benefit from the rain, the snow, the wind, and the calm of temporary storms. So generally, they are meant to help us develop a deeper faith, not to destroy us. Generally, that is the reason we go through storms and trials. There's something God wants us to know. Mm-hmm. There's some way that he wants us to draw close to him, to help someone in our lives do the same, to see the significance and what they're going through. We have to remember that going through a trial, actually being in a trial or going, you know, getting that feeling of deja vu, like I've been here before. Why am I feeling that? What did I miss the last time I was here? Because there is that significance and we have to seek it because the devil is great at disguising those things. He wants nothing more than destroy us and keep us out of the will of God. So why would we be able to see that? Amen.
Amen. Amen.
That's the message for today. Brother Danny, you have anything to add?
Why us? Why me? Why me? Why not me? Why not me when it comes to those disguised...
Significance?
Yes. Why not me?
We're slow learners and fast forgetters.
Amen.
So because of that, we're going to keep going through it until we learn it. Right?
Absolutely.
Amen to that.
Anybody else? We're all good. All righty. Brother Aaron didn't make any comments.
He did. He's coming back.
Well, all righty then. With all hearts and minds clear, we can bow our heads for dismissal prayer.